Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
There we go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the program. My name is William Hemsworth. It's great to be with you all again for today's episode. Honored to have my guest back to the program, Kendra Von Esch. Kendra is a Catholic author, speaker, and she left her corporate job to go on the road and talk about the Catholic faith. So, Kendra, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. And yes, I have been on the road. I was just in Tennessee. Shout out to the Catholic Women of Faith group down there at, I believe it was St. Philip's in Franklin, Tennessee. They were wonderful. It was so great to see people. I was there with Sonia Corbett. I got to meet her. What a doll. That was local for her. But boy, it was so good to be back out meeting people. So I was super excited. When you say out and about, it was fun. Holy Spirit moment for sure. It was great.
I know before the pandemic, you were going around speaking and all that, and then everything came to a screeching halt. So are things coming back to normal again somewhat?
Yeah, normal or normal-ish. Okay. So I have I've led a retreat, which was real fun, a whole day on a Saturday for Our Lady of Good Counsel in Omaha. It's actually in Lincoln, Nebraska, just outside. But it was wonderful. It was all online. I will say that there's something to be said about the convenience of being home. And so I think that that's hitting some people. But it's really hard for a retreat leader not to have like ongoing communication, like, or even as a speaker, to look in the audience. That was what I thrive on. I can see the tears. I can see the laughter. I can feel the audience, and I can let the Holy Spirit take me where the Holy Spirit wants to take me. I never speak about the same thing. So when I was in Franklin, Tennessee, some of it's my story, and yeah, that's kind of going to be part of it. But the last 20 minutes, I just say, Holy Spirit, come, you know, tell me the words and the stories in my life that I should share, because being on the journey for 8 years, it could be many, many, many of them. As you know, you and I have spoke about them quite often too. So it's just really cool to go with the Spirit and what's happening in the world. And I think that that's what all of us, I hope, can dive into a little bit more. And I think Pentecost is a nice reminder of the Holy Spirit that I think sometimes we forget to pray to, you know? I don't know. What about you? Do you pray to the Holy Spirit a lot specifically?
Probably not as much as I should. And it's funny because I've taught about the Holy Spirit in RCIA class and everything else. And all of us who teach that topic always say the same thing. It's like the forgotten member of the Trinity. Yeah. And so we make that conscious effort to pray to the Holy Spirit by name, and then somehow it just falls off. So how about you? How does that go for you?
So one of the things that I've learned in prayer, at least, and I want to talk about kind of the difference between your mental prayer, your sit down prayer time, and then your speaking and living in the Spirit, the difference between the two. And one of the beautiful things, if you have never read about prayer in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, I suggest you crack open that puppy, because it is filled with gems. And the very first part of prayer is that it's a gift. And most of us don't realize that it is a gift from God. And all we have to do is call on the Holy Spirit to help us pray as we ought, right? We don't know how to pray as we ought. We heard St. Paul say that. And I know that my whole journey, I continue to learn how to build that relationship in prayer and mental prayer as well. And contemplative prayer, it's all about putting yourself in the presence of God and being humble enough to say, look, I don't have this figured out, Lord. Help me with all these distractions. Help me with my grocery list and the to-dos that are going to come up, the kids that are going to pound on the door, the dogs that are going to bark to go outside, and the everything else that is going to come in to distract me from loving you. So the Holy Spirit is something that I call on in that moment of prayer. So that's number one. I would humbly ask all of you to call on the Holy Spirit when you come into prayer, and then ask the Spirit to stir in you and enlighten your heart, your mind, your soul on the Word of God. Perhaps that's your mental prayer that you're going to read, you know, reflect on the daily readings or a certain aspect of it, so that you can hear what God wants you to work on from that for that day, because that's actually the point of prayer for that day. It's not like, you know, okay, I got that done. Now I can go about my day and not talk to God. So I'm going to shift into that second piece, which is the living in the Holy Spirit, living in the Spirit of God, which has been this beautiful gift that we've received through baptism and in the confirmation as Catholics in the Catholic Church. It should be on fire. It's really just setting that Holy Spirit loose. And if we don't have a relationship with God, and what I mean is if we're not talking to God all the time, then that Spirit is being kind of squashed. How can we do that? Well, we can do that through sin. We can do that through, you know, not frequenting the sacraments, not going to confession. So there are things that will truly block the Holy Spirit in our lives and that transformation. But if we're open to the Holy Spirit and we talk to the Spirit, it can change the way that we live our lives. And I'll give you one small little example because I'm talking too much here. Let's say you've had a really busy day, like most of us do, right? We've got so many things on our list, and the last thing you want to do as a parent is cook, right? I'm the cook. I fix dinner as much as I possibly can at home, but it's not my favorite thing to do. I'm good at it. I mean, I'm not a horrible cook, but I would rather have somebody else do it. But when I call on the Holy Spirit to cook with me, or you can say, Holy Spirit, Father, Jesus, the Holy Trinity, please come into this process of me cooking the meal. All of a sudden, everything changes. Because now I've brought God into this task that was a task before. But now is this moment of complete gratitude that I even have food to cook. That I even have a stove to cook it on, and the pots and the pans and the dishes and the, you know, utensils. Oh, and hey, guess what? I've got water to clean the dishes. I've got a garbage disposal. I've got garbage pickup at the curb. I've got a dishwasher. Everything becomes more holy, more appreciative. And that is walking in the Spirit. And then all of a sudden, now I'm praying over the food as I'm making it, asking God to bless it. I'm getting my, you know, exercise salt, blessed salt, and I've got my blessed oils, and now I'm cooking with sacramentals. It just truly infuses God into what you're doing. And all of a sudden, now you're cooking with love, you're praying over that food, and it's going to pour out into how you serve it to your family, and hopefully they will appreciate it in that same type of love. And it's this awesome kind of reciprocal snowball effect. Love begets love, right? So
right.
That's what the Holy Spirit's all about to me.
Yeah, and doing that turns your everyday activities, even if you may think it's like monotonous, into an act of prayer and an act of worship. And that's what St. Paul says, you know, pray without ceasing. You know, you call the Holy Spirit down and go, you know, when you're doing laundry, you can say a prayer. You know, thank you for these clothes I have to wear, whatever the case is. So, exactly. Kendra, what would you say to someone who may be starting out and maybe this is all new for them and they feel a little strange, I guess. What would you say to them to help encourage them?
It's a journey. People don't just know how to pray. People have a rough time building a relationship with something, someone, a being, God, the Almighty, the Creator, that you can't always see, touch, hear, or feel. And the more that you desire this, God wants our heart. And so when I am in my sessions with my spiritual director, he says, while you're in prayer, tell the Lord what you desire. I desire. And in the beginning, I was like, to know your voice, to hear your voice. I didn't know if it would come to me audibly, like this big, powerful voice of Oz that you hear in the movies. I didn't know what God's voice really was because I wasn't paying any attention. So I think what I would forewarn everyone about is making it so complicated, making it feel like if I don't follow a exact workbook with steps A, B, C, and D, I'm not really going to know how to build that relationship with God. I would just ask that you start speaking to the Lord. And honestly, if you're in a situation and you really need his help, I would say take your prayers and your petitions, your desires from God. And if you can, I know some people across the globe cannot right now, go to adoration. Of course, reconcile yourself with God through confession, especially if you have mortal sins on your soul, and open that gateway of grace, because those will be blocked and you will sit and you will try and try and you just won't have those grace highways opened up, if you will, with mortal sin on your soul. You've cut yourself away from the Lord. So that's my first ask. But then second, I would just say, pray and then go do your research. Get on that there interweb that we all love to waste time on and find some Catholic prayer introduction books and start learning. It's got to be a thirst. It's got to be a desire and it has to be a decision. I'll leave people with this, at least on this point. If you have more, we can go on. But you have to choose. If you want that relationship with God, you have to choose if you want to love him. Love is a choice. It's not a feeling. So you may have your prayer moments where you're like way up in the consolations. You're having your mountaintop moments and you can feel God, see God. You're skipping down, shouting out God. And then all of a sudden you're in a moment of desolation and you don't want to pray because you don't feel God. It's a hassle. But it's a choice because it's our first commandment. We must love him with all our mind, our heart, and our soul, and our strength, our body, our being. And then the rest will fall into place. And we have to humbly ask, right? Just ask the Lord, lead me to who I need to read. Lead me to who I need to watch. Teach me how to pray. You know, there's lots of tools and resources out there and apps and things like that you can use.
Well, even the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. Nothing wrong with us asking that either.
Right. No. Amen.
So what would you say, Kendra? Do you recommend having like a set time every day to try to get in that spirit of praying?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Do I do it? I cannot tell a lie. No, 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 no. Especially you and I. How many times did we reschedule this, right? It was a crazy few weeks for me. And no, I did not have a set time every day. And what I did was I confessed to my husband. I said, look, I've got to get back into my routine. And it's hard when you're 24/7 with your husband driving across the country in hotel rooms. I mean, there wasn't a waking moment or a sleeping moment that we weren't apart and I didn't have any me time. And so I would just kind of shove it in, you know, while we were driving and I really didn't give God that priority. And now my days weren't horrible, but they weren't as good as if I would have started with him because I know I would have had more patience. I would have been more loving. I would have been rooted in gratitude from prayer because that's how I start out my prayer, is truly going through what I call my litany of gratitude. And a lot of people say, "Well, what prayer is that? Where do I find that?" And I say, "It's from your heart. It's just a
Exactly.
list of things that you're grateful for, and you just keep saying them. And all of a sudden, by the time you're done, because you're never really done, you're on cloud nine, thinking, "Wow, my life really isn't that bad. You know, God's been pretty good to me." So yes, to answer your question, a set time, but also, don't beat yourself up if you can't get to it. You know, try to fit it in and apologize to God, or try it at night. I'm horrible at night. I mean, the minute my head hits the pillow, I'm like, "Our Father," you know, so I'm done.
Yeah, you can get it anywhere. I mean, we have these cool things, these gadgets here that there's a lot of apps. So you can turn one on, you can say prayer there, listen to scripture, pray scripture while you're driving. There's no shortage of ways to do it. Now, when we first started, you talked about, developing the relationship with God. And sometimes in prayer, we do all the talking. What's the importance of listening?
Well, that's how you hear his voice. So what's going to happen when you quiet yourself? You're after you tell the Lord how much you love him, how thankful you are for every blessing and everything, the good and the bad. It's great when you start thanking him for the bad things. Now you know you're breaking through. It's not just this, "Lord, you just need to answer my prayers." You're like, "Lord, you're teaching me to be holier. You're teaching me to depend on you more. You're teaching me to trust you more." It's this humble realization of who we are and where we're at on the journey that he continues to shine the light. But we sometimes have to just shine the light right in front of our feet, right? And that's where we're supposed to go, not all the way down the path trying to figure out the future. And so when I think about, okay, what was your question about?
What's the importance of listening when it
Thank
comes to
you.
prayer?
Listening is a skill, as I just proved. Some of us have it, some of us don't. Oh my goodness. Okay, so you have to stop, right? You're done with your desires. You're done saying everything. And now you're going to contemplate or just sit. "Lord, give me the ears to hear. Peel the scales back off of my eyes." And then you sit. Whether it's with a decision, maybe you're honestly taking something to the Lord and you're wanting some sign, you know, if it's a decision between two different things, I always say, well, put yourself in the one decision and live your life like that. Get up every morning, live it for a week, 2 months, 6 months. How do you feel? What is your body feeling? How do you think God is with this? What are other people thinking? And so when you go through that process, you'll find that God usually, if you're not in the state of mortal sin, that God will lead you through peace. And you'll have thoughts come in your mind. I remember I was in mental prayer and God put on my heart, it didn't come as words, but in my head, I heard, "Call your mom." And I was like, "Okay, what?" Like, I didn't know where it came from, nowhere. Certainly wasn't me. And I'm like, "Okay, well, I don't have time to call my mom. I got to go to Mass." So I go to Mass, I receive the Eucharist, I hear again in my heart, "Call your mom." I was like, "Okay, this is crazy." So Mass is over. I call my mom. I say, "Look, mom, I don't know what's going on. I'm calling you because God told me to." And I gave myself every excuse in the book because I'm like, "Look, I don't have time for this. My mom will probably keep me on the phone for 30 minutes. I'm not calling her." And yet I did what the Holy Spirit put on my heart. I called her and she immediately talked me off this ledge that I was on. In a matter of seconds, we were off the phone. I had cried. I got out of this funk that I was in, and it was God using my mom, you know? So it's interesting to look back, and that's why I want to say one more thing. Every night, it's really important for you to reflect on your day, do that examination of your conscience, because it's hard to remember where God was in your day when you don't go back. And a lot of times when you do, you say, "Oh Lord, you were right there in that conversation with that grocery clerk, or my son's teacher, or my wife." You know, something comes almost like, aha. And then you start getting in tune to the different ways that he speaks to you outside of sitting down kind of prayer through other people, through nature, through what we read. And nowadays, we need the Holy Spirit to lead us to truth. And so we should be praying our way through everything that we read, that we watch, that we hear, and just ask the Holy Spirit, please lead me to truth, because that is what the Spirit's job is, as well as to transform us to become holier.
Right. Now, you mentioned examine your conscience. Can you explain exactly what that is? Maybe some steps on how to do that?
Yeah, there's a couple of beautiful examination of conscience documents that you can go through out there. So you can search different examination of consciences in the Catholic Church. I'll tell you that there's quite a few. They're to prepare you for typically for confession, but there's also some examination daily that you should be going through. And it shouldn't be a scorecard or a grade that you give yourself. You either passed or you failed during the day. It's really just an opportunity to thank God for enlightening you to the moments where you saw God and you appreciated God and you listened to God. And you did what the Holy Spirit prompted you. So if you're in the grocery store and God says, go up and compliment that woman on her jacket, and you decide you don't want to do that, that could have been the Holy Spirit prompting you, which could have led into another conversation. I don't know, maybe I was wearing one of these hats, a cross on my hat, and that person happened to ask me if I was Christian, and then a discussion pursued, or, you know, maybe that person, it was just what she needed because she had a bad day. And I robbed God of using me as that instrument. And so that's really kind of the examination that we should be grateful for. Like, oh God, I really shut you down there. Thank you for showing me that. And be grateful for that, but also be grateful for the times when we did see God and we could be thankful that we heard his voice and he, you know, whacked us upside the head on that one. And then we just kind of learn how he speaks to us, because it's different. Some people get God bumps, I call them, you know, the goosebumps that happen when someone's saying something to you or you're reading something, or you're like, oh my gosh, I call them God bumps because I believe that's the Spirit working in you. You're a dude. I can imagine that guys get them too, right?
Guys get them too. We don't talk about them much, but we get them too.
That's good.
Well, you talked about the moment with your mom a moment ago. I remember one time at Mass specifically, during the consecration, and I just, the voice in my head, you know, pray for your sister. So I'm like, okay, why am I praying for my sister? She's like, just pray for your sister. So I did. I lifted her up during the consecration, called her after Mass, and she's like, oh, I'm on my way to the hospital to have the baby. Oh, I'm like, okay.
Right?
Yeah. So right? It's like, that was a God bump right there. So,
exactly. And sometimes we flip it off as something else and we just go on with your day. But if you did a reflection, right? I mean, of course you connected it immediately when you made that call and she's on the way to the hospital, but right. You know, I mean, not a lot of people do. They think of it as coincidences. And that's what I'm saying is there are no coincidences, God incidences everywhere. His hand is in everything. And if we just paid more attention, we would be in awe of what happens around us during that day. And someone may give us that Holy Spirit moment by coming out of the blue and saying something to us. We might be that recipient. You know, maybe it's even this podcast that is a blessing for someone to hear, to have hope that God's speaking to us all the time. We're just sometimes not paying any attention. We're too busy and the world has just sucked us into the craziness. We do need to take some breaks and call on him throughout the day. And that's that praying incessantly, right? That St. Paul says is where you find that peace that surpasses all understanding. And it's a great way to live. But it takes practice. I'm not sitting here saying I'm this perfect person because I am not. But I do know that the moment I'm starting to spin, get impatient or get frustrated, if I don't stop and go to God, it's certainly not going to get any better. I will tell you that. So If that's one thing that people remember, is that. So don't let the anger persist. Don't let the, you know, lack of forgiveness, the resentment, the frustration, the judgment, the temptation, the lust, whatever it is, don't let it get a hold of you, and reach out to God as soon as you can for his help and the Holy Spirit for the transformation in your life to keep you down that level, narrow path. Level, everyone, level.
Right. Call on him. He'll lead us to truth. And like you said, pray for what's true, because there's a lot of misinformation out there, a ton.
Right on.
So Kendra, what's next for you now that you've traveled a little bit? Do you have any other events coming up?
Yeah, you know, I've got a couple things with Legatus, which is a Catholic professional executive business group. It's a wonderful organization. And I've got a double whammy coming back into Nebraska. I don't know what keeps dragging me back to Nebraska, but it's a Magnificat talk and also a prayer workshop. So a woman that I met and I are getting it together, and we're doing a whole day retreat on prayer, because it's so necessary. And we think, you know, Catholic women need to know how to find that joy in prayer and rest in God instead of trying to do it all on our own and not having that peace, because the more peaceful we are, the more peaceful, you might even use this phrase, I don't know, happy wife, happy life. I don't
It's a phrase I live by.
Right? And so if we're happy and we're in peace and we're having joy connected in God and having the trust that he's going to help us through everything, it's so freeing. And it gives us as women and mothers and wives and even non-mothers, I've never had a baby myself. I'm a stepmom, but we can be that kind motherly figure to everyone in our lives, even if they're not blood related to us or we're not married. Be that spiritual mother to everyone. We could really use more of that. So that's coming up in September. Everyone could go to my website, kendravonesch.com, to check out the latest events and radio appearances and things like this. I'll have this out there too if they wanted to replay it.
Yeah, the website, kendravonesch.com. Check the website out. She has a couple freebies on there too that you could check out. And then your YouTube channel as well. You post there almost every day. So
I try. And then there's a daily podcast, 10 minutes every day, that people can just listen to. So, you know, it's just, let's put Jesus on every day together. And, you know, we go through the struggles too. So it's just try to get over those bumps in the road and live that life of that even, peaceful, loving, narrow path that so few are on.
Social media proves that every day.
Exactly, right? And that's it, right? Let's keep bringing God out there. Keep bringing the love. Keep bringing hope, and trust in God's plan. I think even the faithful out there are starting to be shaken. And I just want everyone to fall and rest on God's love for us and his master plan, because his plan's a heck of a lot better than ours. I can attest to that in my own life in numerous ways. And it's, I think, a really awesome time to be alive. And I'm looking forward to where God's going to take this. So keep doing what you're doing. And thanks again for having me on. Appreciate that.
Always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for coming on and giving us some tips on how to live in the Holy Spirit. That's great stuff. Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right. God bless.
God bless you too.